This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who repeatedly has expressed skepticism about the coronavirus, said Tuesday he's tested positive for COVID-19. Brazil trails only the United States in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths. The South American country had more than 1.6 million total COVID-19 cases and upwards of 65,000 deaths on Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. The 65-year-old Bolsonaro has downplayed the risks posed by the coronavirus, once telling supporters that because of his history of athleticism, he wouldn't worry if he became infected. He's also challenged safeguard measures meant to prevent the spread of the virus, such as wearing a mask in public. Worldwide, healthcare providers have confirmed 11.7 million cases of coronavirus. More than 542,000 people have died. In the United States Tuesday, there were more than 2.9 million cases, and the national death toll stands at over 131,000. The U.S. has reported over 50,000 new daily confirmed cases during the first week of July, with many states posting a record number of single-day new cases. The figures support Monday's declaration by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, that the United States is still knee-deep in the first wave of the pandemic. A new projection by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll in the United States could reach 208,000 by November. Experts at the World Health Organization Tuesday acknowledged there's growing evidence the coronavirus